You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Hello, everybody. Welcome along to Down the Line, our football-focused podcast on the RNIB Connect Radio Network, as we touch on the final few games on the World Cup. So, yeah, we had the final last night, so we're going to discuss that and, yeah, chat a little bit about generally how we experienced the World Cup and all the festivities that came along with it. So, yeah, only joined by Andrew for the time being. We'll see if Macker finds his way in at some point. But, yeah, morning, Macker. Morning, Andrew. How you doing?
Not too bad. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you, mate. Yeah, it was an exciting couple of games last night. Over the course of the weekend, we had England-France third fourth playoff, which is a kind of glorified friendly, but at least it gave us 10 goals to enjoy. And then last night, Sunday night, was the final between Spain and Argentina, which was less of a goal a minute, but certainly tense and exciting nonetheless. And and obviously coming out Spain 1-0 winners in extra time. So yeah, we'll discuss both of those games over the course of the episode, and then we'll look back at the tournament as well. So yeah, first of all, Andrew, England finishing third, their best finish at a World Cup since 1966. Do you take anything from that game? Is it a glorified friendly, or do you actually look back at with a tinge of regret where, at, you know, clearly England's best talents are going forward and maybe wasn't shown that against Argentina, and it's kind of look what you could have had?
I think it is a glorified friendly, really, isn't it? It had that kind of atmosphere to it, but I think that then contributed to the amount of goals. I think if there had been something more important on the line, you would have got nowhere near as much, free score, and you wouldn't. I mean, the games like that are very few and far between, aren't they? Where you get 10 goals in a match. I do think it was important that they won, because I think, you know, they deserved to finish third rather than fourth. Just a pity they couldn't have got to the final, but then you don't know what would have happened. It's all ifs, buts, and maybes, isn't it?
Yeah, I think looking back, yeah, with England being kind of ranked third, fourth, I think probably third place is where England are at the minute, looking at an outside point of view. I don't think they're quite good enough to win the World Cup, especially when you look at Spain. You don't know what in a one-off game, as you say, but, you know, you look at Spain across the tournament, and then actually last night how dominant they were against the holders of the World Cup, and still a pretty good team in Argentina. I would struggle to see England beat them, and, you know, all the talk around how good France is and amazing individuals and actually a really good team. They won the World Cup 8 years ago. They've been very successful as a squad, but actually they were kind of torn apart by Spain, and then Spain doing the same to Argentina last night. So yeah, I think looking at an outside point of view, probably third place is where England are at the minute.
Yeah, it's such a big occasion for everybody else, you know, when you play teams, you know, like DR Congo, Mexico, mm-hmm. Norway, you know, they all want, you know, there are no gimmies.
Yeah, I think the World Cup is just, I've seen this over the weekend to some friends, it's just so difficult to win the World Cup, which is a ridiculously obvious thing to say, but it comes around once every 4 years. You're banking on your best players being fit and in form, and a little bit of luck. Fatigue, tiredness, it goes through a long tournament like that. It's 6 weeks away from home. It must be so intense and so difficult to win a tournament. And the fact that this England team haven't done it, it's probably disappointing, but I don't think it's a reflection of being a big failure, because you've probably got half a dozen teams there that are genuinely good enough to win a World Cup, and it's just, can they do it for 4 weeks and stay fit, fresh, in form for those 4 weeks, on top of an already demanding schedule to be a professional footballer at that level, where you're playing probably 60 games a season, every one of them play. So yeah, I don't think it's a complete failure on England. I think people will be disappointed, and probably rightfully so. They've got the squad there that could win a World Cup, but yeah, I can only see them getting better, and maybe a Spain team that also will get better. Interestingly enough, yeah. The next England match is against Spain in the Nations League, so it's yeah, they take on Spain at Wembley on Saturday, this 26th of September. So interestingly enough, we'll get to see what England potentially could do against an informed world champions of Spain. So yeah, I guess that's something for England fans to look forward to over the next couple of years. Yeah, get back to Nations League and then the Euros in a couple of years' time as well. So yeah, moving on to the final of last night, it was Spain beating Argentina 1-0, extra time. Some pretty remarkable statistics going through, it popped up through the game, of how many shots Spain were having, shots on target, and Argentina didn't even get their first shot off at all. You know, no, just generally an attempt on goal wasn't until the 117th minute. So really one-sided. Good defence from Argentina. They go down to 10 men with Enzo Fernandez. Pretty silly to get himself sent off when he did. But Spain just looked a couple of gears above and really only looked like the, you know, the team that were only going to win it. Did you enjoy the game? It probably wasn't a big spectacle of excitement, but it was probably tense enough to enjoy, Andrew. Do you agree?
Yeah, those kind of games are always a good occasion, aren't they? It's a massive, massive match in world football. So it's always good to. It was good to watch. I don't think it wasn't the most entertaining game. I think Spain showed their class throughout the game, really, didn't they? And they had a couple of goals ruled offside, one offside and one for, is it Nico Williams treading on his foot?
Yeah,
which was a bit harsh. I think. I mean, it's, you can't really do much about that. But I think the way that Argentina played, you know, just shows what they're. You know, the type of team that they are, you know, just niggly. You know, Enzo Fernandez was stupid for getting sent off. I don't think you need to make that foul. Certainly right, going into extra time. And then Paredes should have probably been sent off three or four times.
Yeah.
And then they were even fighting at the end, weren't they? They couldn't just let Spain enjoy the victory. They still tried to have a scrap with them in the centre circle as the final whistle went, which is a shame. I think that's ridiculous.
Probably what they've been so good at in the World Cup is how passionate and you know, defensive and such a big team spirit in Argentina. It's amazing to watch, but actually it probably got the better of them last night. They couldn't keep a hold of the ball. It looked too emotional for them, and then clearly spilling over at the end of the game is disappointing. So I think for everything that they're amazing at, it probably worked against them, and Spain were able to do the opposite, where they kept their cool, kept the ball and really looked a couple of levels above.
They did, yeah. I think they showed, you know, they've only conceded one goal in the whole tournament, didn't they? So it was never going to be, I think it would have been unusual, unless it was like a Messi masterclass. Mm-hmm. I don't think they would have conceded many. Although I was surprised after the second hydration break, I did think perhaps that Argentina might push on, and that's a bit like they did against Egypt and England. I was expecting them to give them more of a test. Mm-hmm. But they just didn't turn up at all, did they, really? They didn't have much to offer. They had a few chances in extra time, didn't they, right at the end?
Mm-hmm.
Was it Simeone missed? Or
Simeone chance is a big one, isn't it? Yeah.
But then they wouldn't have deserved that anyway. And, I think Spain were the much better team, like sort of classy outfit, got good. You know, they do things the right way.
Yeah, generally, did you enjoy the World Cup? And are you sad it's over? Or are you glad to go back to domestic stuff now?
I did enjoy it. I thought it was I did think it was a really good tournament. I think the everything was put on very well. It was, you know, there was a good array of football at different times, which is always sort of nice that you've got, you know, when you have the 5 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 2 o'clock, you know, just like a feast of football, which is great. I think I'm looking forward to the league starting again, just because it's a bit more. You know, it's just because you're excited to get it started to see your team play again.
Yeah.
But I do enjoy it. You know, it's great to have it on.
Yeah, I've enjoyed it, and fun way for the tournament to end, I guess. And say thank you to America and Mexico and Canada for their hospitality in that way. Very Americanized. Great. Well, all that's left to do is to thank you and Macker as well, wherever he may be. We wish him well and hopefully hear from him very soon. But thank you very much to yourself, Andrew, for joining me on the Downline podcast over the last few weeks. Thoroughly enjoyed the World Cup. It gave me a little bit extra interest to take with me as I watched the England games as well, but across the whole World Cup. I enjoyed mixing this podcast in with that. So thank you very much for all your input over the last few weeks, Andrew.
No, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Nice one. Pleasure. And thanks everybody for listening. Cheers.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.